Our last scripture reading this evening comes from the Gospel according to Luke, reading from chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. In those days, a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and the family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told him. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. This is the word of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. The heavenly hosts prayed God and proclaimed, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace to those whom his favor rests." So I ask this evening, on whom does God's favor rest this night? Well, the angel answered this question in our scripture. "I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." So if this, then that, the answer to our question is God's favor rests on all people. Friends, though our narrative this evening is saturated and is pregnant with clues that Jesus' ministry and the salvation he offers very much includes me as part of all people, I note that this narrative does not necessarily emphasize me. I am not politically oppressed, as were Joseph
and Mary,
marching by decree to a place they could not afford to travel. I am not an illegitimate mother, threatened with destitution or even death for the child in my womb. I can afford a hotel. I have to when I travel to New York City 2 days from now. Mary and Joseph and Jesus could not. Shepherds, the other cast of characters in our narrative, were low-wage earners, subject to long hours, cold temperatures, extended periods of time away from home, and even great danger from wild animals. They were the equivalent of today's minimum wage earners and migrant laborers. I, on the other hand, serve a faithful church that takes care of my needs. Mary, Joseph, and Jesus would eventually become refugees. In the absence of a wall, flee to another country. I carry a United States passport and can freely travel almost anywhere in the world, unlike most. Friends, let us remember this Christmas season that God's favor rests on all of us. And I mean all of us. Let us, though, also remember that the gospel narrative, and this one in particular, of Jesus' birth, declares that the lives of the poor, the marginalized, the oppressed, and the humble hold a unique and elevated importance in God's sight. God's favor compensates for that which society neglects and disparages. Let us this night give thanks to God that his salvation is for all of us, but in particular for those who are humble and marginalized. May we, whether we are marginalized or whether we are privileged, live out the gospel message by fostering peace and not division for all people. This was the word of God, and it was preached to the people of God, and the people of God responded.
Amen. Amen. Amen.